Blog Talk Radio.
It's awesome. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning.
How are you this blessed morning?
I'm doing magnificent on this wonderful Friday.
Ah! Hey, we woke up a little late this morning, didn't we?
Yeah, your clock wasn't working.
I know. So I really haven't had the time to greet you like I wanted to. Listen, let's go ahead and go to our morning prayer so we can get the last portion of this chapter under our belt to this morning.
Thank you, Father, and thank you, Mother God and Goddess, for another day. And thank you for that beautiful gathering last evening with a lot of radio listeners. I really appreciate the energy of meditation and contemplating, letting you speak to us. I thank you for interdimensional reality and those wonderful angels and ascended masters and elementals that come through that dimension to help us on the planet Earth to grow, help us to ascend, ushering in our energy and ushering in our growth and evolution that you see fit for us to grow in you. The most important growth there is evolving into your presence, into your energy, and evolving as a co-creator with you. We thank you for that beautiful gift of life and evolvement and power. Let us look at everything with new eyes and hear things with new ears and touch and feel with new hands that we can learn to nurture, to uplift, to uphold in ourselves, and to love others. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So it is. Yes. Oh, last night was wonderful. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful vibration. Such beautiful spirits to come and share the evening with us in meditation. And it was just divine. It really was divine.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday we were talking, they were describing or beginning to describe what it feels like when you get a lesson and when your vibration elevates to another level. And they're describing how you have interdimensional ascension. Because it was at the end of the class, I'm going to go back and review some of this because I want to make sure that you heard it. Okay? It's the level of resistance one experiences at the various categories of vibration you would consider to be your dimensions would be a mirroring of one's own density resonance in juxtaposition with that reality at large. Thus, one being is simultaneously experiencing the full gamut of possibilities and the full range of ease or difficulty at manifesting their heart's desire, or their highest thought for themselves at an infinite number of levels. The focus upon a particular scenario and one's perception of that reality as the here and now is determined by one's ability to deal with the life lessons being presented at a given level of awareness. One is able then to tune in sequentially to a range of possible realities and to perceive that collective body of experience as one cohesive unit. In fact, one is technically bouncing between realities all the time, depending upon one's state of beingness in the now moment. So here's what I'm thinking this means, because it's still kind of crazy for me. The part that I can grasp and understand is saying, and Dr. Reggie, maybe you can help us with this as well, but it's saying that at any given moment, there are a range of possibilities of what could manifest for us. And that it's based on our perception of what we hone in on and say, okay, this is I resonate with this happening at this particular moment and for the here and now. And it's based on your perception of what you're defining as reality, what you can experience in the whole gamut of what's there. But all of the possibilities are available to you simultaneously. That's what I'm hearing. What are you hearing, Reggie?
It's true. I believe that each of us is born as a consciousness with individuated perception. You can see something as, oh, my God, this is terrible or bad, and I see it as good. It depends on what you really want. And since we are souls that have an energetic way to magnetize what we want to us, it will come into the forefront on the platform of what you're asking for. And when you do that, you think you want this so badly, and when it shows up, then you determine, oh, my God, this may not be the best thing for me, or maybe it is. You can manifest anything you want. And with the ascension happening on the interdimensional level, it will come even faster to you. And vibrations will happen, and karma will happen fast, because the laws of karma will make it happen faster, too. So if you are aware in your perceptual being, things do happen faster, and it can be whatever you want it to be at any given moment. And every moment, of course, is a holy instant. So look at the lessons.
Okay. The first sentence that they say here is that the level of resistance one experiences at various categories of vibration, you would consider to be dimensions. So, in other resistance, of course, we know that's means that we're struggling at some point, that we're struggling. And in these various categories, they would consider those dimensions. I'm really trying to grasp this. The level of resistance one experiences at the various categories of vibration you would consider to be your dimensions would be a mirroring of one's density resonance in juxtaposition with that reality at large. So they're basically saying that your density resonance is talking about your vibration and how your vibration is a mirror of the reality that you're experiencing. And I think that's a roundabout way of saying that what you think about, you talk about, and what you talk about, you bring about. They're talking about how you have attracted this experience to you. Is that correct, Dr. Reggie?
Yes, because you magnetize it. Your soul magnetizes what you want. And we, in the process, when we talk about Bruce Lipton, the biology of belief, your belief can be so strong. When you magnetize this thing to you, it appears in your dimensional reality. And we are multidimensional beings, and so these things exist simultaneously in all realities. And you call it forth, and then you perceive it the way you want to perceive it. It's your mirror of your cosmic expression.
Okay. I see what they're saying now. And mm-hmm. so even though you have this wide selection of possibilities, your vibration, and this is, they're talking about the whole process of magnetizing. Wherever
yep.
you are in your vibration, you're going to magnetize to you. And they say sequentially, the experience that you are a vibratory match to experience in reality. But the whole gamut, the whole of infinite possibilities is available to you simultaneously. And
mm-hmm.
you tune in. And why do they use the word tune in? Because it's a vibration. It's like a radio signal, and you're trying to tune into the channel with the radio signal. You know what really amazes me? How man develops technology that mimics creation. And so the radio tunes into a frequency the same way your body, your vibration tunes into a frequency to bring an experience into your reality. That's what they're saying, okay? And each one of those experiences and how much you have difficulty or ease equals and means a dimension. And that's what we were talking about yesterday. One is able then to tune in sequentially to a range of possible realities. On your radio station, you have multiple channels on your radio station, and you just continue to make your selections and fine-tune and get to that radio station that's playing the music that you want to hear or whatever, and you fine-tune until it comes in clear. And so it says, and to that collective body of experience as one cohesive unit. So once you hit that channel, if it's rock music that you're listening to, all you're going to hear is rock music. Same in your life experiences. Once you hone in on a particular dimension and attract that to you, you get the whole experience, everything that's going to involve for you to learn that lesson. This is amazing. The thought came to me, it's like picking a class that you're going to go to in college. And you're studying microeconomics. You have to go from the very beginning of microeconomics and understand the supply and demand until they start getting off into other things, you know. And then you can graduate and go to macroeconomics. But you have that experience. Once you tune in to that option, there's a whole course that you go through in order to learn the lesson. So, in fact, one is technically bouncing between realities all the time, depending upon one's state of beingness in the now moment. So you may reach a certain level of vibration because you've selected an experience to go through, and as you've learned a lesson in that experience, even though you may not have completed the full spectrum of that experience, your vibration has elevated slightly. And so now what happens is that you've got another area of your life that you're working on, and you're bringing in another experience, and sometimes your experience seeing multiple dimensions simultaneously. That's how it happens. Because maybe you're dealing with an area in your finances, your fear of money, and you're working through that issue. Or you have a relationship with your children, and you're dealing with that. Or then you have a relationship at work, and you're dealing with that. Each one of those, if you compartmentalize them, are different dimensions of experience. Are you getting this? Are you hearing this? Are you breathing? That is amazing. Your life is amazing. It's not just one facet. Oh, my God, you are just a multidimensional human being having a wonderful experience on this planet Earth. Thank you, God. Okay. With all that going on, does it not seem odd that we're not crazy? I mean, some of us are pretty stressed out from it. Let's see what we have to do with this. When one's awareness as a materialized presence has bridged the gap between major categories of vibration known as dimensions, the crossing over is more dramatic and the transition is more obvious. Because what could be perceived as backsliding experientially is, in fact, the evidence of a major crossing over into realms of experience wherein one is then of greater density relative to the environment at large. So interdimensional ascension is marked by dramatic and very poignant experiences of difficulty, where seemingly only days or weeks earlier, life was moving along just as easy. And then all of a sudden, bam! Drama! Drama! The alarm is going off. We've got drama! It means you have graduated. You have moved into a new dimension. That blew me away. Because haven't you experienced it where, oh, everything is just lovely. Oh, everything is just so peaceful. Oh, Reggie, isn't this just great? Yes, yes, it's wonderful. Boom, get a letter in the mail. Drama, get a phone call. Drama. And all it means, and even notice this. Have you noticed when people shift out of your life for no apparent reason? The reason is because they've moved into another dimension, or you have moved into another dimension, another reality. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so the phenomenon of the manifestation of one's efforts flowing smoothly, then followed by one's efforts seemingly encountering resistance, that is characteristics of ascension having occurred. So now, the next time you have all of this drama and it disrupts everything for you, well, how are you going to respond? Anybody, press 1. I'm not going to tell you the answer. I want to hear it from somebody this morning. Come on, raise your hand. Press 1 on the telephone keypad. Somebody has to answer. I'm not moving forward. We get a prize if you answer the question. The phenomenon of manifestation of one's efforts flowing smoothly, followed by one's efforts seemingly encountering resistance, is characteristic of ascension having occurred. So the next time everything in your life is going along easy and then you have drama to come up, a little difficulty, how will you handle it? Recognizing that this is the ascension process. Okay, I'm just going to pick somebody. Thank you. Hey, Jean.
How
would you handle it?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Allowing, going with the flowing current, just allowing.
Yes.
Let be.
Amen. Allowing, no resistance. Surrender, right?
Yes, surrender.
Surrendering. Thank you so much. You get a gift. Is there anything at Dr. Reggie's store that you wanted?
Yes. I'll see you guys Saturday.
Okay. All right. So see, press. It's just so easy. This is about class participation. I want to make sure that you get it. You need to surrender to it and recognize, oh, I see what's going on here. I'm ascending. And I surrender. There's no resistance. And it may be difficult because these lessons are all about your fears. And so you may, I'm saying surrender, but it may not be that easy for you to do. But I want you to be aware of what's going on. Once you become aware, you can then become the observer. For those of you who are experiencing a virtual roller coaster of occurrences representing the extremes of ease and difficulty, that very state would be indicative of jumping levels of reality in rapid-fire succession. And these symptoms would indicate an individual who is completing life work on many levels simultaneously and is experiencing ascension at a radically accelerated pace. So the more you are growing, the more drama you have. And it's a good thing. Yes, it is. It's a good thing. How can we look at this drama and think that it's good? But we have to recognize this is a good thing. As one nears the threshold that separates dimensions in the ascension process, chapters are often closed so quickly that one is virtually catapulted from the heights of one dimension to emergent at entry-level realities in the next. So it is important that you are prepared to cope with the ramifications of that dramatic shift. It is likely that without clarity regarding the nature of the process, that you may misinterpret the signs of the shift and to conclude that you have somehow failed in your progress. But there is no possibility of failure on the journey. Hello? Because failure is a judgment, isn't it? This journey just is an experience. That is it. It just is. It's not I failed, I succeeded. It just is. And that's another way that you can look at these experiences. Hey, this is just drama. That's all it is. And I'll just go through this and move through the motions and it'll be over. Because the longer you resist whatever it is that you're going through and you're trying to prove yourself right or whatever, the longer you're going to stay in that vibration. And we want to move on. I know I'm ready to move on. There is no possibility of failure on this journey. There are merely variations of perception of what is, and it becomes increasingly apparent that you are creating all of it. So, in the highest interest of all of you who stand poised on the brink of the interdimensional shift, it is important that you come to terms with the power that you, in fact, have to create your experience. Because the extent to which you are able to finally hone those skills will spare you that measure of difficulty once the shift has occurred. For at the next major category of reality, manifestation is comparatively instantaneous. Slips in one's application of the principles one has mastered can be painful and costly. It is necessary to become accustomed to the manifested ramifications of one's thoughts and one's speech as experience prior to making the shift into the next dimension. So, okay, not only do you have to go through the drama, right, and it's challenging enough, and you've got to surrender everything, you can't, got to get rid of the resistance. This is a lot to do when we are emotionally invested. It's a lot to do. And on top of it all, you need to be aware of what you're thinking and what you're saying, because the bottom line, you are creating your experience by what you think and what you say. And here they're giving you a major warning. When you go to the next major category of reality, and that's where we're shifting to now, what you think and what you say will manifest instantaneously. And so if you're not thinking wonderful experiences for yourself, then you're going to have a mess to clean up. I love it. Michael Beckwith, I sent you guys a Michael Beckwith song called The Energetic Shapeshifter, because he says that we're all energy. It's all about our energy, and that we need to shift our energy. And, of course, what causes a major shift in energy are our thoughts and our words. And he says, so you just might as well be great. You might as well be prosperous. You might as well be happy. You might as well be great. In other words, all of your thoughts, the energy that you want to express, your experience, everything just might as well be great for you. I love that song. If you didn't get it, email me, cynthia.johnson@circlesofprosperity.org, and I will send it to you because it's a fabulous reminder. There's a great workout song in the morning that you are energy, and you get to choose how to shift your energy by your thoughts and your words. So as the threshold is approached, your experience begins to take on the characteristics of the higher dimension, and the time lag between the inception of thought and its manifestation is minimal from the perspective of your awareness at present. So encountering an outcome that would not have been consciously wished for serves to punctuate for you the power you hold in thought, word, and deed. Hello? You have the power. So you might as well be great. You might as well be prosperous. You might as well be happy. But sometimes we get in drama. And we think, oh, I'm miserable. Oh, this is horrible. Oh, why are they doing all this to me? Oh, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me. I'm creating poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me experience. Oh, I'm enjoying poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me experience because that's all I'm thinking about and talking about. Poor me. Stop it. Become an energetic shapeshifter. Ideally, you will train yourself carefully to monitor your thoughts and your actions so as to avoid creating for yourself unwanted outcomes. Unless you actually love the experience of being poor me, you have free will. That's what it's all about. You have free will. There's ample opportunity afforded you at this juncture to fine-tune your skills. And, you know, I catch myself sometimes worrying. And then I stop and say, oh, no, what am I doing? I don't want to create that problem. Why am I fantasizing about drama? And I shift it. And I love the way Honey Rubin says this. She says, just always say to yourself, and rather than beating yourself up that you went down the wrong path, say, look how quickly I am remembering to shift my energy. Because this is a new muscle for us. Ultimately, as you cross over the threshold that delineates dimensions, your experience of manifestation will become far more poignant. And verbalizing ideas that are not intended at a heart level will have dramatic results, often to the detriment of all concerned. So these times and the opportunity for awareness that they offer are provided in order to be fully conscious of your capabilities before having them put to the test of instantaneous manifestation. Your experience will parallel your willingness to surrender. There's that word again. Your willingness to surrender to the process and to go in the direction that life is leading you. Those who resist the changes that are programmed into your script energetically will prolong the time it takes to reach completion of the process. I cannot tell you, and I've said this to you before, how rewarding it is to surrender to something that you think is uncomfortable and is making you miserable, to surrender to it and move through it to the other side. Being completely aware that it's just a lesson. That is so empowering for you. If you do it on the most difficult challenge that you're in right now, you'll get it. Listen, you can't call in the circles of prosperity and hear me every morning, and maybe you get a little inspired about something and I'm being a cheerleader for you. You can't continue to do that without living it. You got to try it out. Please. Try out just manifesting something. That blows me away, and how quickly it comes. You got to try these things out. And then you'll be pressing one on your telephone keypad saying, oh, my God, guess what happened to me? Because I'm waiting to hear that. I'm waiting. At the same time as each of you approaches the threshold of interdimensional ascension, the planet itself is approaching a similar shift in a multitude of levels as the vibrational frequency accelerates throughout the energy field of the Earth, the nature of reality to be experienced simply by standing still and not progressing at all will be marked by radical change. Because the planet itself is undergoing unprecedented changes in its energetic composition, and the life that is able to be sustained at each of the various levels would be affected accordingly. So you become aware of species that have become extinct throughout your history. Bruce Lipton talks about this, that we are having instantaneous extinction of species on this planet. These life forms have not ceased to exist at all, but merely have chosen to remain at levels of vibrational frequency to which they are naturally suited. So we're worrying about the polar bears because the ice is melting, because the planet is shifting. And they're saying they're not extinct, they're in another dimension. We are going through dimensions. And we're on this planet, and the planet is going through it, and we have to adjust accordingly. At one point, they say you are on the verge of extinction unless you get this. Unless we make the shift and understand that we're creating our reality and how to move through it with ease, we will not be here. And that's okay. That's okay. So as the energy levels in the reality you perceive as your here and now accelerate, many of those life forms are challenged to sustain life at the higher levels, and their populations diminish. Ultimately, they are no longer found to be living in realms where once they thrived, for they have emerged as new life forms and ascending dimensions to which they have descended and with which they are vibrationally compatible. That is just powerful. I'm opening the floor now for questions and comments this morning. I'm pretty much going to end this chapter here, but I encourage you to go back and read the whole chapter. We've stayed on it most of the week, and I want to put closure, but I also want to open up the line, so if you have something to share, you can. Good morning, 4414. You're on the air. Hello?
314?
4414. I know it's hard to remember your number, huh?
I'm 314. That's what I thought you said, 4414.
That's what
I'm
it
said. My last numbers. I'm sorry. I was thinking about my first three.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, I did manifest, I had a repossession of a car, bad credit, and I manifested a car that I wanted. But my question to you today is, when you're in meditation and you see the geometric shapes and the different Indian type or different people in the manifestation, what does that mean?
Okay, you're in meditation and you're seeing geometric shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also are seeing Indians?
Like, not Indians like American Indians, but Indians like more like maybe, because I didn't see no feathers or nothing on top of their head, like from India or something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, Dr. Reggie is very good at interpreting meditations. Dr. Reggie, what would you say?
I would say that she has tapped in to a frequency. The geometric shapes are whatever she wants them to be. For example, how you want your life to be. If it's a triangle, an isosceles triangle, if it's a circle, if it's a square, if it's a rectangle, what energy are you bringing in to your life? Of course, geometrically, circles mean completion. The rectangle also looks like something that's very powerful, how your life is being elongated. The triangle means almost like a pyramid. What shape are you taking in? Everything has a meaning and a power. The Middle Eastern people are the ones who are very, very ascended in chanting and interdimensional reality. They understand that principle. I know what you mean, because they come in, they have the very powerful energy stigmas in the top of their head, indicating that their third eye is tuned in, and they are. They want you to look at the example of how they act and how they react to everything. It's a very powerful thing that you're doing in your meditation, because when you see that visually, you know that you're tapped into. They want you to follow the example. And then the next step, you may see things like the energy of Jesus Christ or the energy of ascended masters to follow them through this dimensional reality.
I've seen the Hindu god, I think of his name, with the ones with the snake all around his head, the thousand snakes.
Right.
I can't think of his name. I've seen, like, Mother Mary, and I've seen Kuan Yin, and I've seen...
That's very powerful, very powerful energies. They want you to follow those examples. Those people are ascended from Earth already. They come back and forth in this dimension to help us to grow. When you follow their roadmap, their ascension example, then you, too, are on the right path. And if you could ask them in your mind telepathically as they experience with you,
mm-hmm.
What is the message here for me? What is the message and what is the lesson? And telepathically, they will answer and give you the message. And it's always good, in my experience, to write them down.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I have a question. When you talk about the geometric designs that you're seeing, are you seeing one particular, like one triangle, or are you seeing things that are...
No.
Seeing... Like a flower?
No, not necessarily a flower. It's a circle. It's different each time. I'm seeing different geometric shapes, but this last particular time, it was a circle with designs inside of it.
Yeah.
It was symmetry all the way around, and it was just, and it had a yellow background, and it was just, I was trying to look to see if I could see one similar to it, but I have not seen that. It was, the swirl.
Uh-huh.
They was connected to each other, So that's, maybe different things.
The color yellow is very, it means divine intelligence. And the circle represents a complete thing. It's a female energy, the circle is.
Okay.
The circle
okay.
is very powerful. Other things represent male, but the circle represents complete female divinity. And it's wanting to be with you, and you saw Kuan Yin and Mother Mary, which are female. So this energy is entering to the pattern of the geometric shape of the circle is a solid figure. If there are flowers inside, all these things represent the female energy, divine feminine energy of God. And it's a very powerful entree into that dimension. Very good.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. What is your name?
My name is Doris.
Okay,
like
Doris.
Doris.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much,
okay.
Doris.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anyone else this morning, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and move into our closing prayer. That was a powerful interpretation, Dr. Reggie. Her
mm-hmm.
vision, she is bringing in all these ascended masters for guidance in her meditation. That's awesome. Totally awesome. Wow. I love doing this show. This is just so fabulous. Okay, so looks like we're kind of quiet this morning, and I'm going to ask you to go ahead and take us into our closing prayer, Dr. Reggie.
Okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you for people who participate and share their wonderful experiences to help us to grow and help us to ascend in our reality. Your hand is moving in us and the planet itself. Thank you for that ascension, because it's growing with these wonderful entrees into the gates of reality and the stars. The planet is shifting itself into a brand new paradigm, a brand new dimension that's all created by us with electromagnetic energy. Thank you that we have the power to ascend and dimensionalize how we've been navigating this space. Thank you, God, for comfort and shelter and food and clothing and friendship, and mostly for love. Let us love each other and adore each other as a beautiful fragrance that it is to be holy and pure in the sanctum of who we are as spirits. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Thank you for joining us on Circles of Prosperity this morning. Next week, we'll be moving into Chapter 20 of Oneness, and that's talking about becoming your own frame reference and perceiving a reality all assume is shared, and orchestrating the way the world responds to you. It's powerful, powerful lessons here in this book, and I'm so glad it's our book study. Please like us on our Facebook page. You can find us at facebook.com/circlesofprosperity and join us there and get into the conversation. God bless. I love you as God loves you. Have a blessed and safe weekend.